Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. Are you ready? I know I am. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I believe God is truly the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Hashtag I'm for you. I am for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring to you each week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. If you have missed any of our past show installments, we want you to know that archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online. You can visit blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U, blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia. On last week's installment of Motivational Mondays, we shared a rich and empowering dialogue on finding your niche. We established that our niche was something that was needed. It inspires others. It's our calling. It's our heart that represents our passions, and it is connected directly to our life experiences. On today's broadcast, it's time to shape up and win. As one of my dear associates would say, it's time to get your vision abs in check, to build those vision abs, those goal abs, so get your barbells ready. On our last Shape Up installment, we discussed finding your niche, and we explored how finding your niche related to one's purpose. Today, we are on a journey of discovery discovery, discovering the four fundamental keys to success, understanding that this journey known as success is truly a process. I know we would all like to microwave it. We would all like to get it quick, fast, and in a hurry. But the reality is it is a process, and we're going to talk about four fundamental keys on this journey known as success as we all fight to achieve greater in our lives. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will be laying a foundation around our subject as we get into Shape to Win. Then at about a halfway into our programming, our broadcast, we will open our programming up for you, our global listening audience, to participate. I always get excited about that time, and it's the time in which we welcome you to bring your questions and or comments around today. This will lend to an interactive environment. We welcome it. We desire it. We love it. We feed off of it. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in. So as we're laying the foundation today, have your pens and pads ready. Maybe it's your iPad or your tablet, laptop, or your desktop. Get your notes going, ultimately, is what I'm saying. But before we do that, we want to, before we jump into today's topic, we want to ask that you take just a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a gram, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious thanks for your support with expanding our outreach and allowing God to use you to assist us in enlarging the territory of Motivational Mondays. Let's explore the four fundamental keys to success on this evening. And, you know, as I was preparing for today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I was real excited because, you know, we spoke about individuals specifically last week that were inventors, and we spoke about Joy, who created Miracle Mop. We talked about a few others along the journey as well. And one that I wanted to bring up that you would literally have to be under a rock to not know the name Steve Jobs. Does anyone know who Steve Jobs is? Oh, yeah. The creator of Apple, initially Apple Macintosh. Many of us carry iPhones. Many of us carry iPads. And so we know the name Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs is truly, and I think that we would all agree, regardless of what you may think of Steve Jobs, the man personally, his work, his legacy speaks for itself. And many of us are walking around with one of his products as, you know, he has invented so many things and has other things in the hopper, like the watch is coming out or has been released, the iPhone watch, and there's many other things that he has created that I'm sure will continue to allow his legacy to live on. I bring Steve Jobs up, and as I mentioned, Joy with Miracle Mop, and we spoke about the young lady that, for example, created Spanx, and we can go on and on. You can do your own research around different individuals that have been trailblazers. In order for one to be a trailblazer, they have to have some key fundamental elements to this foundation of success. And so what my desire is this evening is to give you four basic fundamental keys to success. Now, maybe you're sitting and you're thinking, wow, Coach Adams, I'm not trying to launch a business. I don't have an invention. I want you to know that these are four fundamental keys to launching a vision, keys to success, keys to birthing and manifesting a vision, keys to achieving your goals. So whatever position you are in, I want you to hear, fine-tune the frequency of your ears to hear, how can this relate and apply in my life right where I am? Maybe it's just that you would enjoy a greater personal life. And so the first fundamental key to success is envision. And this term envision is a term that really allows us to go inwardly, because we have to have an inward knowing of our purpose, our vision, our assignment, our goals. Ultimately, we have to be able to see whatever it is, not from the outside in, but rather from the inside out. Our anchor in this journey of envisioning requires us to really take the time to be still and to be quiet. Why are we being still and quiet? So that we can clarify what we're able to capture inwardly on the inside. Because clarity is truly key, and it's critical on this journey of success. Why is it so key? Because I cannot, we cannot, you cannot do what you cannot see. For example, many of you know that as a part of Coach Adams's Full Circle of Empowerment, we offer Motivational Mondays every Monday. You can tune in and join us for your weekly dose of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. In addition to that, we have 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. That is our Shape Up live workshop twice a year. Why am I sharing this with you as it relates to being able to envision is that I have to, Coach Adams, the team has to, we collectively have to be able to internally see, envision, what does 4 hours of power look like? What does each broadcast of Motivational Mondays look like? And in order for me, for the team, for us collectively to be able to do that, and I say Coach Adams because I'm ultimately the visionary, the team supports and they bring thoughts and ideas, but ultimately you as the visionary, you as the individual that's primarily responsible, that has to take the charge to walk it out, you have to be able to envision. You have to see it on the inside. Now, for me, Coach Adams, my anchor, in order for me to see it on the inside, has to be greater than me. And for me, my anchor is God, it's Jesus Christ, and whatever your connecting point is, I don't want to infringe my beliefs on you, but I want you to know where I stand. And so for me, that going inwardly and taking the time to be still and to be quiet is so that I can hook up lines to my creator, to my source, so that my creator can give me the very details that I need in order to be able to move out daily on this journey. And so your ability to be able to envision and have that inward knowing of your purpose and the vision, the assignment, the goals that you desire to achieve. As I stated, it may be that you desire to grow personally. Maybe it's not professionally for you. Whatever it is, the principles apply. The four fundamental keys to success still apply. You have to be able to envision the fullness of your life on the inside. Begin with the end in mind, as the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey would tell us. You have to be able to see it as well, personally or professionally, before you can walk it out. And so in order to do that, we have to be able to be clarity, as I stated, is critical. It's key. I must see it not from the outside, but rather from the inside out. So envision is our basic foundational fundamental step number one on this journey of the fundamental keys to success. This next one is so interesting because this weekend I had the honor and privilege of sharing with an organization that I served as their resident empowerment coach for the past year, the Reclaimed Queens in Blue Jeans, founded by Vanita Burleson and her team. And it's so beautiful because they had an amazing event this weekend, the Pink Fashion Show and Luncheon. And they had a number of different speakers. One of the speakers shared, and it was so profound because I did not personally know these statistics that they shared, and it was so awesome because I thought, wow, this so connects with where we're going on Monday, and I wanted to bring this in so that you can really connect with it. So this weekend at the event, one of the speakers shared that only 5% of people plan, only 5%. That is a very small percentage. And so when you think about that, only 5% of people plan and others drift, this brings me to our next fundamental key to success on our journey. Because that lets me know that there are 95% of people that are drifters. They're just drifting through life. Are you that 5% or are you that drifter? Because in addition to us being able to envision, we must plan. What am I planning? I'm writing out the vision that has been given when I take the time to envision, and I'm making it plain. I'm being very specific. The word of God would say, write the vision and make it plain so that he or she who sees it can run with it, Habakkuk 2. And so this capturing of the various details requires for us to now take what I've envisioned, and now I begin to write it out in this planning stage so that I can see it. Because wherever you are, you can be in your car, you can be in your office, maybe you're in the kitchen cooking dinner, maybe you're in your bedroom, wherever you are, if you take just a brief moment to pause and look around in the space that you're residing in right now, again, in your car, maybe you're outside walking, in the kitchen cooking, in the living room, wherever you are, at your office, at the desk, in your bedroom, wherever you are, at the gym. I don't know. I don't need to know. But you are somewhere where if you just stop and pause and look around, someone had to envision every single detail of that space that you are now positioned in. They couldn't just envision it. They then had to take what they were seeing and create a plan. In the architectural world, it's a blueprint. The visionary shares with the individual that puts the blueprints together, and they tell them all of the details. And in those areas where it's a little sketchy, someone else may come in and say, here is what you may want to think about. It adds to this blueprint, and that blueprint is the plan. So if it's a vision for your personal life, if it's a vision for your professional life, if it's a vision on how do I birth this dream, if it's a vision on how do I achieve my goals, whatever's in, You have to write the vision and make it plain. Don't just drift through life. Many of us are not successful because we are drifters. We don't plan anything. We may be great visionaries. We have great concepts and ideas, but nothing converts. And it doesn't convert because we don't take the time that's needful to write it out. In that writing it out, and I'm sure that if we cross-apply this, for example, we were talking about Steve Jobs, creator of Macintosh Apple, at the top of the hour and starting in on Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams, hosted on Inspired Media for you. As we're talking about the four fundamental keys to success, Steve Jobs had to take what he envisioned on the inside, and he's truly and was a trailblazer. Everything that he brought to the marketplace, it was new. It had not been created before. Last week we spoke about Joy, the creator, for example, of Miracle Mop. If you like to mop or not, many of us have a self-ringing mop of some type in our home. It's very rare that people will buy a mop that they actually have to wring it out themselves. Everyone's looking for the self-ringing mop. You may not have the Miracle Mop, but you have some mechanism that serves that purpose. When she created Miracle Mop, there was not such a product in the marketplace. She saw a niche, and she said, I need to close this gap. I don't think she said, I want to be a trailblazer and all of that. She had a need, as we discussed on last week. Steve Jobs, with everything that he has brought to the marketplace, he's been a trailblazer. I remember when he brought the iPod. Oh, there was such hype, you know, around, oh, my gosh, you can put 1,000 songs on this little mechanism and listen to it. Whoa! It was like groundbreaking. And now look what many of us carry. We carry an iPhone. We carry an iPad. He has taken the world of computer technology and brought it to the simplistic form of having it on your phone and just all of the details. But he had to, as Joy had to, have a blueprint, have a plan. We cannot drift through life. Don't be in that 95 percentile that doesn't plan. You go through life aimlessly. You have no order. You have no focus for your life each day. You're just moving about. There is no planning. That's a time management issue. That's a whole other subject. Come and take 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. We get into time management in great detail. But as it relates to what we're talking about, we must envision, we must have a plan. And we can't drift through life. We have to be intentional. And with this planning, there has to be action steps and scheduled timelines. One of my very dear closest friends, she's affectionately known as the midwife, Mara Gale, she'll be rejoining us here on Motivational Mondays in June. You definitely want to mark your calendar for that. But she often says, and I love this, and I use it as well because it's so true, that a woman is not pregnant if there's no due date. And many of us, again, we're drifting through life. A woman wouldn't just drift through life with a baby in the womb and not know when is this baby coming. Many of you are saying, I'm birthing a vision, and when someone says when, you have no due date. You're not really pregnant if there is no due date. You don't really have a vision. I'm sure Steve Jobs knew exactly when iPhone was going to be released. He marketed so we knew he knew, and there was great hype around. Each time the new version of iPhone comes out, there's great hype. There's a due date that you're expecting it. You're anticipating it. So with each of us, in addition to writing the vision and making it plain and being specific, as we capture all of those details, we have to outline action steps on how will I close this gap and put timelines to it, timeline markers to it, schedule time that, okay, on this date, I'm going to start my nonprofit. On this date, I'm going to start the vision. On this date, I'm going to move to the next level. You have to know what the target is. Be intentional and specific. You can't just drift through life. Envision, plan, four basic fundamental steps to success. The next is commit. What is your commitment? We have to be faithful and diligent against all odds. And I often ask the question, how much do you really want it? Are you committed? Many individuals get into relationships and they're not really committed. They have their exit clause. And that's the one system that is designed and is supposed to be until death do us part. But many of us because we're not committed. We have our exit strategy on that vision that God has given you with that dream, with your goals, whatever it is, with your life in general. Again, this relates personally and professionally because personally you are to be the best life manager you can be of your life. Separate and apart from professionally what you may bring to the marketplace or what God may birth in and through you. And each of us has a purpose and an assignment. We discussed that several installments ago. And if you missed it, you may want to check in to the four fundamental steps of purpose and the pursuit of that. But commit. What is your commitment to your journey of success? Many of us say, I want to be successful, but oh, when the turbulence comes, when the challenges come, when things get difficult, we want to throw in the towel and quit. I'm sure along the way, and if you didn't see the story, Joy, based on Miracle Mop, and I have no stake in the story, but I love it because it really takes you on this journey of the individual that created the Miracle Mop. It's loosely based on Joy's story. Joy was on the verge of losing her home. She got highly in debt. She was committed. Now, I'm not saying that that's what you need to do, but what I am saying is how committed, and it was for her, it was against all odds. Steve Jobs, we can go on and on and on. Many of us appreciate being able to ride on an airplane today because of the Wright brothers. They were committed. Yes, they had many failures along the way, but they were committed to birthing their vision. Many of us, we don't see the results and we quit. We throw in the towel. We're jacks of all trade and masters of nothing. You're not dependable, you're not integral, you're moving over here, you're moving over there, you're looking for the quick fix. This journey to success is a process. And please, don't misunderstand Coach Adams. I'm not saying that there are not various entities, because I do believe in multiple streams of income that one would have, but how do they all connect? And are you in step and in season with God? Did you drop this over here because it's no longer easy to come over here thinking it's a quick fix? And the reality is, with anything, it requires sweat equity. You have to be full. You have to be diligent against all odds. Now, one of the things that I share in my coaching practice and I share often in 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams, my live workshops, is that we have to understand that your why is far more important than your how. I literally just had a conversation about a week ago with my Shape Up Winner Circle group, and we were talking about that the why is most important. Many of us are trying to figure out the how. But what's most important as it relates to our commitment is why do you want to birth that vision? Why are you starting that business? Why are these goals important? The why is important. In addition to the why, who is driving? So what's driving and who's driving your dream, your vision, your goals, personally or professionally, is most significant. I want to challenge each of you with whatever it is, wherever you are, be fair-weathered. Don't be fair-weathered. Don't say that God gave you that vision, that you're clear that he spoke it, and a year or two later people ask you about it, and it's not even in the mix. Well, did God lie? He's a God that I know that will not lie. Or did you quit because it got difficult? And there's no condemnation, but I'm challenging you today to recognize that any journey is a process, personally and professionally. It's a process. If you're cultivating a relationship, it's a process. You're going to have some highs. You're going to have some lows before you get to that rhythm. In business, you're going to have some highs, you're going to have some lows before you get into that rhythm. You're going to have some good days, you're going to have some not so good days. So again, the why is most important. Why is Coach Adams on her journey? She can tell you that I'm on my journey. The simplest reason is because God has me on this path. I would not be on this journey. I would not continue this fight, this press, if I was not confident that God has me on this path. And because I know who my anchor is and why I'm on the journey, now the how starts to unfold. And that is where my commitment comes in. So instead of looking at how will I do it, step back, reevaluate, and ask yourself why and who. Why and who. Because, again, why is far more significant and far more important than how. Why are you on this journey? Why are you traveling down this road? Because when that anchor is clear, you will not quit. You may have some disappointments. You may have some failures. But your mindset is one that quitting is not an option because of the why and the who. You won't be fair weather. You will be faithful. You will be diligent because you know I have to continue to persist and fight and kick. You know, a great model that I've had in my life on persistence is my mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. And many of you know that I serve as their minister of training, global master trainer. And, you know, they've been in business, in ministry now going into their 31st year. And when I look at individuals that have been faithful and diligent and tenacious and won't quit what the circumstances are, it really encourages me because many of us think that if it doesn't happen overnight, quick, fast, and in a hurry, maybe God didn't say it. No. I mean, hello, let's look at the Word of God tells us many stories of wilderness experience, 40 years and all of this, before the breakthrough, Joseph, from the pit to the palace, you know, the pit to jail to the palace and all of this slavery before the breakthrough, getting to the promised land. So know that, again, this journey to success is a process, and we have to be committed. And when we know the why and the who, we are more committed on the journey. Our final fundamental step, out of our four fundamental steps and these keys to success, is develop. I must take the time to focus the lens. I have to know my target. I have to set milestones along the way. And in order for me to see a progression, I have to move. My development steps are those things that I have in place that get me in that position, that rhythm of moving, taking daily steps to close the gap, daily steps to close the gap, stepping out and taking action. But you have to develop, you have to focus the lens, you have to really stay clear on your vision. Many of us, we are all over the place, as I said earlier. You need to step back and take the time to focus the lens. You may not be seeing the success that you desire because you may not have the clarity that you need. You may not have developed those targets and the steps that you need daily in order to do that. Because if you have daily steps in the direction of your target, you will start to see this gap to close slowly but surely if you're continuing to take action. And we have to take action. We can't just sit and expect for it to unfold. That's why I said, in whatever it is, if you're getting the best out of your personal life, the best out of your professional life, with your goals, with your vision, with your dreams, it requires something of you. There is always a converter. And this converter, as we develop, is the converter of action. I must move. I must do something. You can have the greatest business concept and idea, but if you don't do something on that, for example, we can say 4 hours of power, July 23rd. If there is nothing that happens between now and July the 23rd, Coach Adams will be in an empty room all by herself because there wasn't a development of this plan. That development are those action steps that support in closing the gap and move you in the direction of your vision, personally or professionally. Well, I've given you a lot of meat. I've given you some thoughts to ponder, and this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. We ask that you press 1 on your telephone keypad, dial 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're on the computer, maybe you're on your iPad or your tablet, you need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, and again, you have to press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. So know that our lines are open. We invite you to chime in. We tell you, don't be shy. Know that we want to hear from you. Is there anything that you're taking away from this discussion as we are discussing the fundamental steps today of crystallizing your success, the fundamental key elements, those steps to success? And so we want to hear from you. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Your resident coach is in session, and we invite you to chime in. Meanwhile, we're going to do a wrap-up and just give you a summary of what have we talked about so far today on Motivational Mondays. But I'm going to do a station identification pause because I want to remind you that your resident coach is in session. love that. Every time I hear it, it makes me happy. It's just something about the little jingle that the Pearl production team created for Coach Adams, and I'm so grateful, and every time I hear it, I get happy. So I wanted to remind you that your resident empowerment coach is in session, and I coach, and you win. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue to make a comment or ask a question. Our lines are open, and we invite you to chime in. Let's do a summary of what we've talked about so far. Again, we were discussing today the 4 fundamental keys to success. Now, mind you, many of you may be saying, well, Coach Adams, I know of several other, and that is true. I simply wanted to give you 4 fundamental keys to success, meaning that if you don't take the time to envision your journey and you're not clear on where you're going from the inside out, we can't do what we can't see, you will not achieve your dreams. You will not live the life that you desire. You will not see your vision crystallize. And so I share that with you because these elements are so important. I see that we have a caller, and I'm going to welcome our caller in. Area code 707, last 4 digits 2214. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. You are live.
Well, hello, Coach Adams. Lady Tabitha, how are you?
Well, hello, Lady Tabitha, our co-producer of Motivational Mondays. Welcome to the boardroom.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. I'm just listening because, you know, I am the co-producer, but I'm a student as well. So I have a question, Coach. You said 2 things that really hit me tonight, and I love how you continue to go over it, because as we all know, as entrepreneurs on a journey, we're constantly being challenged. So you talked about knowing the who and then the why. Why are you, with those 2 things, you can definitely have passion and fire and never give up. I was thinking, what happens? How should we handle it as entrepreneurs, leaders, pastors, doctors, whoever is listening around the world, when your why changes? For example, we may see an athlete that loses a parent. Parent is why they made touchdowns every week. That was the fire desire all the way through school, college, and then professional. But then the why dies and is no longer there. We know there's going to be turbulence trying to get that momentum back, and sometimes it never comes back. But do you have any suggestions for our listening audience and me myself when that why shifts? Because that it happens throughout the journey.
And you know what, Lady Tabitha, I thank you so much for bringing such a real question to us to say, wow, this can and will be a challenge. And, you know, what I love about your question is it's real. Because for many of us, we may start the journey and the why is outside of us. Like in the illustration that you gave, the why was that is a force that is outside of us. When the why is outside of us, you're exactly right. It is always subject to change. They die. They lose their passion for you. They quit. They leave you, whatever the case may be. But when that why is connected to your source internally, which is God, He never changes. The why never changes if we truly reconnect with our Creator, because the Creator created each and every one of us for a specific purpose. When, for example, Steve Jobs created Apple and the iPhone specifically, the purpose of iPhone has not changed. Some of the functionality may have improved and upgrades to the memory and all of that, but The purpose of iPhone has not changed. So each version of the iPhone is to bring greater technology. So say, for example, with Coach Adams, 4 Hours of Power is a great example. Each workshop that we do, the vision has not changed, the overall vision. But there may be elements that are brought into play that will improve and enhance the vision. But the ultimate vision hasn't changed because of the why. And the why for me is that God said to do it, and I'm doing it. It wasn't based on anything from the outside. I had to envision it inwardly on the inside. And despite all of the obstacles and the challenges, and as you know, there have been many, there continue to be many, I'm clear on the why. So how does one reconnect? One, you have to identify, is my why outside of me? A parent, a business partner, somebody said I should or what have you. We have to go back internally to our source, to our creator, because the why is directly associated with the very reason why we were created. It's a part of our DNA. I can't get away from coaching, no matter how sometimes I may say I want to, because it's not happening the way that I may want it to at times. I can't get away from it because the coach is a part of my DNA. She's just there. She shows up in any environment she's in. The same is true for that athlete, for that business owner. Everyone has a certain bend in a particular area, because it's why they were created. So when we go internally, inwardly, for the why, we get a crystallization of that vision, and that becomes our anchor that fuels us to all of those other steps that we discussed. Ooh, that was a great question. I trust that what I've shared has helped to bring a greater understanding around your question specifically. I thank you for bringing that. Did you have any other thoughts or comments?
That was excellent, Coach. And I think just you sharing that and bringing it to our remembrance on a constant basis, I know myself, I have to, it's a daily, weekly check-in, you know, but you're absolutely right. Is it on the inside? And that's just a great to-the-point principle, and we all can process that. Thank you so much for expanding on that. The other thing is that I'm really getting excited about the workshop that's coming up in July, and I just want to encourage all of the listeners to purchase your ticket, invite a friend. We actually had over 60 people at the workshop, and they are all really on target, experience success. They are checking in with the coach, and it's so worth it. As we know, this year will go by fast. We go through quarters so fast, and we're going to be right back to December. And so I just want to encourage everyone to join Coach Adams and I and the rest of the team in July 23rd, the Marriott. And so it's so worth it. So buy your tickets early while you can get them on sale, and invite your church, invite, you know, college students, anyone that knows or has purpose, which that would mean everyone, to come out and be coached, because truly when she coaches, people win. So I just wanted to share that, Coach, because time is rolling near, and I know people are pressing in their destiny and their purpose right now, and they need coaching, and they need someone like you. They need you to help walk them through, and like you said, it's just in your DNA. It's just in your DNA. No matter what time I call you or anyone else, if they need advice, coaching, principles, you're there. And so I just want to celebrate you today, Coach, and just encourage you to keep pushing, because you're very effective and you're helping all of us, including me. So on that note, I'm going to sign off and listen, get my pen and pad ready, and finish up taking notes. Thanks, Coach.
Wonderful, and thank you so much, Lady Tabitha. And, you know, I wanted to share with our global listening audience, really connecting with what you were saying, that, of course, Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support individuals on their journey to achieve greater success. And it's only twice a year, in January, you've already missed it, and in July, that we host a live empowerment workshop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. You can come, and we call it Shape Up and Win. But let me tell you a little bit about 4 hours of power with Coach Adams that's offered twice a year since Lady Tabitha shared and brought her passion around it as a co-producer of the event. 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. If you want to receive empowering tools to win in your life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally, you want to share with us July 23rd. Now, this is something I want you to know that Coach Adams is giving a great gift of empowerment. I often have individuals say, Coach Adams, I would love to join in a one-on-one coaching partnership with you, but right now my resources are minimal. I can't do it. I want you to know that I'm giving the gift of empowerment. Be one of the first 15 people to register and receive a complimentary one-on-one coaching session. This is a $175 value, all for the mere purchase of your ticket for the workshop. Advance tickets are $38 at the door, $50. It wouldn't apply if you're getting it at the door. So the January event, as Lady Tabitha shared, was a full house. We literally had to take on a larger room to accommodate the numbers, which was a beautiful challenge to have. I love challenges like that. And so we don't want you to miss July. And now is the time to plan. Remember, only 5% of people plan. But now is the time for you to plan. You can register online at ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. Or by calling 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. In addition, we want you to know that sponsorship opportunities are available, and if you're interested, definitely let us know. Again, our broadcast is still open. You still have an opportunity to chime in. Press 1 on your telephone keypad, 1 on your telephone keypad. We have just another few moments, and we would love to take your comment or your question. Well, let's get back to our four fundamental keys and four fundamental principles to success. And I love that Lady Tabitha said, I'm being reminded, because really and truly, what I'm sharing with you today is a check-in. Yes, if you're just starting your journey, it gives you a foundation to build from. But if you are already on the journey, these steps are steps for you to continuously step back and reevaluate, where am I? Because every step along the way, I have to tell you, I have to constantly envision, I have to constantly see things on the inside as the brand of Coach Adams continues to unfold and develop. You don't just envision once. You don't just make that connection once. It is a continuum. And so that's why it is important to be reminded that I must continue to envision where I'm going. I have to have that inward knowing of my purpose, of my vision, of my assignment. Yes, there are times when there are shifting to another level and other dynamics are brought in, but you will not be clear on that if you don't continuously envision and do a check-in and take the time that you need to be still and to be quiet, so that you can have that clarity, which, of course, we shared, is so key. So I must see it on the inside. I can't see it on the outside. I can't have the forces on the outside. Love my mom to life, but I can't do what I'm doing for mama because, as Lady Tabitha brought up, that athlete, if he got the touchdown for mom or dad and they're no longer here, now what's the why? The why has to be connected to a higher, greater source. There has to be a greater anchor. And, yes, I may want to see mom happy after success, but I can't. She can't be the why. Someone on the outside can't be the why. There has to be that anchor, that connector with your source, your creator. So you have to envision it inwardly to be able to do it on the outside, and that's the continuum. We have to continuously be planning. I can't write the plan today and not look at it and not redesign it and not reconnect with it and not refresh with it. Many of us start the year, we do a plan. Some do the plan, but guess where it goes? In a file cabinet or a folder that you never look at again. This planning is a continuum. As things unfold, you have to continuously be outlining a plan. You have to continuously be developing and capturing the very details around your vision as it evolves and grows and shifts and changes. You have to often reassess your commitment around the vision. And that reassessment, as we said earlier, is directly connected with and associated with why am I on this journey? Because it has to be greater. And so the why I'm on the journey is far more important than the how. And who has me on the journey? Because I know that 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 God has me on this journey. Whatever adversity comes my way, whatever circumstances I deal with, I know God's got my back, and I have to fulfill this assignment. I can't quit until the crystallization, the manifestation of the assignment that God has me on. And so I have to continue. I can't be fair weathered. And many of us are fair weathered because of the difficulties that we may face, the obstacles, the challenges that come our way. We have to continue to develop. We have to continue to the lens so that we're clear on the target, that we have milestones in place. Those milestones help me to see my progression along the way as I'm taking these steps daily in the direction. And this development, this focusing of the lens, gives me what I need to move, to take action, to step out. That's the converter. In order for me to close the gap daily, I have to move and be doing something. Woohoo! Wow! How quickly an hour of power flies by. Well, I want you to know that we want to continue the dialogue with you. We have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. So let's continue this dialogue. If you have a question or comment, you have show ideas, we want to hear from you. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and I want to stay connected with you. If you are not already a part of my network, please visit my website to add yourself to my database at coachadams.com. Coachadams.com. Again, Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you. We want you to know that next week on our broadcast, we have Dr. Jean Johnson. Dr. Johnson is a leader in the Christian community, and he has been called to build power communities by building power people and to prepare an environment for the repositioning of the body of Christ to a position of success and power in this earth realm. And we want you to know you don't want to miss it. Join us for this rich and empowering discussion on God's Success Empowerment Movement next week. Thank you for tuning in to Coach Adams here on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You. I coach and you win.